de development on the stood I read that there's some religions have been coined.
Now, somebody who leaves a lot of money lying on the table and the door unlocked and goes out, you say he's mighty?
Callous.
Okay. What about a boy in his teens? He was big and tall and he was always knocking things over. He didn't mean to do them. He was just
clumsy.
Clumsy.
He's clumsy guy.
Yes, ma'am. I was clumsy. I'll tell you a story. My brother's 6'5 and a half, and my father's 6'6, and my little brother's 6'3. And we'd all come to sit down at the table, see, and Mom would have the tea all set out on the table. Well, the first boy would come in, and he'd knock about half the tea out of the glasses, jolting the table when he sat down.
His legs are too long, his knees sit too high.
By the time we all sat down, we'd all be knocked all the tea out of them.
You ought to have an extra high table for you.
Now, a person who'll never spend a cent, Mr. Smith.
Well, he's stingy.
Yeah, you call him a what? He'll never spend his money.
Miser.
Okay. Yeah. He'll pay you good money, but you'll have to earn it. He's just a regular, he's a regular old
bum.
He's got plenty of money, but he hangs on to it.
Oh, you know? He's a regular old miser.
Okay.
That's what I call him. That's what he...
Tight wad.
Miser.
Okay. What about somebody who has plenty of his own money, but likes to beat it out of other people?
Well, he's just a bum.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a big...
You know, somebody who gets money and help from other people, but he won't give much in return.
Leech.
A leech? Or a mooch, would you ever hear?
Yeah. Mooching.
Okay.
I never heard it.
What was a chiseler? You ever hear that?
Well, somebody who tried to... Cheers you out or something.
All right.
More than money.
Okay. Now you might say the children are out a little later than usual. I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling
a little worried. What do you usually say?
Worried, you might say. You wouldn't say you feel easy about it. You say you felt
uncomfortable.
Worried.
I've been uncomfortable too much not to know what it means.
She's an uncomfortable lady. She runs around after this great grandson and don't want him to be out and do this, that, and the other. I said, hell, you can't be with him all the time. You take care of yourself a little bit.
What would you call somebody who wouldn't get up and go see where the grandson was? When there's so many things out there that he could get himself in.
I'm a little uneasy if they don't come in. My son, years and years ago, once in a while, wouldn't come in. The wife wanted me to get out on the road and hunt for him.
Well,
I wasn't going out on the road if there's anything. If it happened to him, I wouldn't see it at night, and I wasn't going to the places where best you'd wake people up at 12 o'clock at night and all that kind of stuff. And but one night he didn't come in till daylight. After daylight, and I got up and went and got to St. George and found out he had been in the wreck with a bunch of boys and girls and towed a car up and was in the hospital.
Yeah.